Hare Krishna. After serving here for about 3 years, I got quite sick, and eventually Srila Prabhupada said, as long as I stay in Bombay, I won't be able to get better. So I went to Los Angeles to recuperate, and a little while later Srila Prabhupada came, and he was concerned about my health, but gradually my health did get better, and he wanted me to return to Bombay. And he used this phrase, you know, back home, back to Bombay. So, I guess Bombay's home. I think he's also, yeah. Now, this struggle had many parts to it. The first part was the struggle to get the land. And I'll just relate the conclusion of that struggle. After many twists and turns, So there was actually, to have to tell some details, otherwise it doesn't make sense. Okay, so we'll come back to the beginning. Some devotees met Mr. Nair, and in his office. He was the editor of the Free Press Journal, one of three daily English newspapers in Bombay. And he wrote Srila Prabhupada a letter very early in December of 1971, just shortly after the devotees met him, saying that he had some land in Jhur that he would like to offer for some noble cause, such as Srila Prabhupada's. So Srila Prabhupada came to Jhur, and Jhur was really considered far away. I mean, no one went to Jhur. And he went to meet Mr. Nair at his home in the Theosophical Colony. And I didn't know any of this because I came about 2 months later. But he told the devotees that you should be very careful with Mr. Nair because he's very cunning. So, Prabhupada entered an agreement with Mr. Nair, and in the agreement, Mr. Nair put a condition that we had to get the permission of the charity commissioner for the sale to be completed. And there was another clause, time is of the essence. It had to be done within 6 months. And as we presume, Mr. Nair used his influence and maybe money to make sure we didn't get the permission from the charity commissioner. So he canceled the agreement. And he had entered another agreement to sell the vacant part of the land to another party. And there was a condition there that he had to get permission for the land to be subdivided. and somehow we presume he made sure that the subdivision wasn't granted, and so he kept that person's money and the land, and he kept, and so he, there was a similar condition, and then he canceled our agreement and kept the money, and he wanted to keep the land. And Srila Prabhupada kept telling him, you know, we'll pay the money, you give us the land. But if you don't want to give us the land, then at least return our money. And Maya wouldn't do either one. So, anyway, time passed. There were a lot of harassment of the devotees by Nair. And finally, one day, as I was walking in the metro area of downtown Bombay, I saw there were vendors. They would have newspapers and magazines spread out on the footpath. And my eyes fell on this newspaper that had this bold headline, A.B. Nair Dead, with a picture of Nair. And I felt so jubilant. I felt like, literally, I felt like dancing right there in the street. But then I thought, is this proper? We're trying to be devotees, we're trying to be saintly persons. Is this right? So this doubt remained within me. So at the time, one of the more senior devotees named Bali Mardan was visiting Bombay, and he phoned Srila Prabhupada in New Zealand and gave Prabhupada's servant the message that Nair had died. So a little while later, a letter came from Srila Prabhupada to Dr. K. H. F. Singhal, and it was sent to his address, but with addressed to a few names of the leading devotees and supporters. And in the letter, he said, "I have received a telephonic message that the demon Nair is dead. If this is true, it is an occasion of great jubilation. And even Prahlad Maharaj prayed, that even saintly persons, sadhus, even saintly persons take pleasure when a snake or a scorpion is killed. So it is very good news that Nrisimhadev has killed the demon." So then I thought, well, maybe it was all right. It was Vaishnav. And we had an apartment, and a friend was loaning us an apartment in Colaba. But we heard news that the devotees in Juhu, when they got the news of Nair's death, they were passing out sweets. So I thought they must also be on the Vaishnav platform. So anyway, many things happened after that. Although Nair was gone, Mrs. Nair, who was actually the legal owner, was surrounded by very greedy people and very malevolent people. So she, I mean, we presume she was behind it, demolition of this, of the little temple. We had for Radharasa Vihari, almost all the devotees were taken into custody and locked up at the Santa Cruz police station. And at that time, one Gujarati devotee named Manasvi, he didn't rush forward like the rest of us to try to stop the demolition, but he was sort of, as he explained it, he was like crouching in the bushes watching. And then afterwards, somehow he got a message through to Bal Thackeray, who was the head of the Shiv Sena political party, which is very well known to support Hindu causes. And he phoned the municipal commissioner and he said, you know, I hear you're demolishing the temple, and Krishna temple in Juhu, you know, you stop it. So he, you know, he made excuses. I mean, I don't really know, but what I've heard is that when money is paid, some share goes all the way up and down the line, everyone gets a cut. So he was sort of committed to the demolition. And Bal Thackeray said, just remember who this city belongs to. Then he said, okay, Balasab, okay. Then he phoned the ward officer, K ward officer in Andheri, and the K ward officer came running personally and stopped the demolition. And then there was, again, it's a big story, but in the end, Mrs. Nair agreed to sell the land, and it was arranged just nearby. Prabhupada at that time was staying in the Katows, like a little bungalow they had, Chetai. So it was like a big meeting. It was like really like two heads of state signing a treaty. And when she signed the documents, she was weeping, Mrs. Nair. And I imagine she might have been thinking of like all the trouble she had caused and her husband's death, and I don't really know. Although later I heard she was weeping because someone had just made her another offer for much more than we were paying. She was weeping for all the money that she thought she could have gotten if she held on to the land. But anyway, that was the conclusion of the first struggle to get the land. And we had not many friends in Juhu, but few they came. And set off a few little firecrackers to celebrate. And Prabhupada said we should have a feast. So it was a sort of nice feast served on banana leaves. And then Prabhupada said, all right, now we have the land, we should begin the building fund. And at that time, Mrs. P.L. Sethi, who is sitting right here, right behind Brajahari Prabhu and Mukunda Madhava Prabhu, she was there with her husband. Mr. P.L. Sethi was a very staunch devotee of Srila Prabhupada. And nobody had money, you know, people didn't, there were no credit cards in those days, and people didn't generally carry a check, you know, it was just, but she had some gold bangles on her wrists. So she took off her gold bangles and gave them to Prabhupada to begin the building fund. And Prabhupada said, this is very good. The first donation is gold. It's pure. It's not like paper money. Wherever Prabhupada went, he would have a low table and just like a cushion behind it and a bolster behind. And so at the end, like he reclined back and put one knee up and he said, it was a good fight. And then he said, someone should write a book about it. The second struggle was to get the permission to build, and that was also a big story, which His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami touched upon. Eventually it was S.B. Chavan. He was really strong. He was really strong. And it turned out that the local corporator who had been working against us from the beginning, he was sort of like Nair's adopted son. He had used his influence with the Home Secretary. Home Secretary is a very high position in the government. And as I recall, S.P. Chavan phoned him in our presence and he said, what is this? You know, you're not giving the permission for the temple, because the police are under the Home Secretary. And, you know, he started saying things about us, so many bad things, false things. Maybe believe them, I don't know. But things he'd heard from the local corporator. And Chavan said, you know, who's the real culprit here? Are they the culprit or are you the culprit? And it was amazing that as soon as he took that strong position, the news went everywhere. It just, you know, every office where people were so hostile to us, every single office, they suddenly became very friendly and cooperative. So I'll conclude by saying a few words about this book. Actually, Jamal Krishna Goswami once criticized me that my classes are too theoretical. My classes should... he wanted me to use my talks to achieve a particular end. And I thought the class is sacred, we should just speak the philosophy. But today, I'm going to honor his advice and speak just a minute or two about the book. And I will tell you that Srila Prabhupada himself gave an outline of the whole story. And it's very interesting how Srila Prabhupada described his struggle here. This is quoted from the Vedabase. It's like a transcription of a conversation. So Hridayananda Maharaj says, your Bombay project is very impressive. We have just taken a tour, Prabhupada. Therefore, I persistently took that place. Nobody encouraged me. Nobody helped me. I hesitated a little that if I'm persistent to take it, they will not cooperate. It may be a failure. He's talking about his disciples. He's talking about us. Still, I took it. And only 50,000 and 1 lakh rupees I gave this thief Nair. All right, take it. Come on. Whatever I have got, you take it. Still, he thought, oh, I'll get money. Tamal Krishna. He had already played the trick on with one other man, Prabhupada. Still, I took the risk that I have no money. If he cheats me, that's all right. But let me attempt. Tamal Krishna. Then you installed the deity as soon as possible. Because like it said, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law. So Prabhupada, I mean, clever as Nair was, Prabhupada inserted a clause that after paying a certain down payment, we would get possession of the land. And he immediately brought the deities, thinking that if the deities there are there, they can't remove us. So Tamal Krishna said, then you install the deity as soon as possible. Prabhupada, yes, immediately after we left Akash Ganga. It is all Krishna's desire. Tamal Krishna, everyone is appreciating how wonderful this project is. All of Bombay. Is that true? Yes. Prabhupada, so many obstacles, one after another, one after another, one after another. Tamal Krishna, Krishna would not leave. Prabhupada, no, that was my request. Please sit down here tight, then I shall do everything. I think Prabhupada's requesting the deity. You sit down here tight, and I will do everything. And sometimes when the situation seems so hopeless, Prabhupada said, actually, I'm not so keen on this land. But because I invited Krishna to come, it would be a great insult if he was driven away. Please sit down here tight, then I shall do everything. Anyway, part of my prayer is to just, in putting this together, is to just be transparent without, and to see myself as just part of the story, not try to make me bigger than I am or smaller than I was. But anyway, so Panchira Duvita says, practically, Giriraj has not left either. Prabhupada, yes, he has not trembled in any circumstance. That is his qualification. That nasty hot place and mosquitoes, you also live there. He's talking to Panchira. Actually, so many devotees live. I mean, not that many, but we were all in it together. You also live there. No gentleman can live there. Pranchajurvita, I live there also, Srila Prabhupada. So many rats. Prabhupada, rats, mosquitoes, so much inconvenience. This is also part of Srila Prabhupada's nature, that he understood what the devotees were going through. And he had sympathy for what they were going through. Although he didn't waver in his determination to get the land and build a temple for Radharasa Vihari. He didn't, but he understood what the situation was. So rats, mosquitoes, so much inconvenience. You had no place. Sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes there. I know how you were living in that nasty hut, full of dirty things, mosquitoes, rats, dripping of water, and Nair is attacking, municipality is attacking. Anyway, so that's sort of a summary. And then one last little conversation I found. Tamal Krishna is speaking to Srila Prabhupada. "You always came out victorious, always. I have never seen you defeated. In Bombay, it was absolutely impossible. It seemed to be impossible. Prabhupada, no one encouraged, not a single man. Who could see that such a big project would come up? Tamal Krishna, only you could see that, you and Radharasa Bihari. Still, Prabhupada, still I was determined. No, this is a very nice place. Tamal Krishna, they should write a book about it." Srila Prabhupada said, "Yes, it is worth writing history." So my practical appeal is, if any of you have any memories, any old photographs, any articles that were published, anything that could contribute to this effort, it's a joint effort, so please approach me or anyone. Well, my secretary here is Sarup Damodar, but Naratam is, and yeah, we want to incorporate everyone's story and everyone's contribution. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.